Well, good Sunday morning, everyone. It is April the 4th, Easter Sunday, and my special message to you today is called He is Alive. It was the third day since his crucifixion. Before dawn, Mary could not stay away from the tomb, and so she headed to the tomb where his body was laid, and the great stone rolled against the entrance, and the Roman soldiers had sealed it shut. It was dark, and Mary was filled with grief. She just could not stay away, and feeling the need to just be close, even to his dead body, felt like what she needed to do. However, as she drew near enough to see the tomb in the dark, she saw that the stone had been rolled away. Not just moved a little bit, like someone wanting to squeeze through a tiny opening, but completely taken away and laid to the side with the whole entrance to the tomb agape. She feared the worst. Someone had gone in and stolen his body. So she immediately ran to Simon, Peter, and John and said, "They've taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they've laid him." So Peter and John run to the tomb, with John being sure to tell us that he won the race and got there first. But he stopped, looking at the open entrance, and waited for Peter to catch up. While waiting, he stooped down and looked into the dark tomb and saw something that shocked him. The linen clothes that his body had been wrapped in were there in the tomb, but no body was there. When Peter arrived, he went right into the tomb. And we're told that he saw the linens lying there, but he noticed that the face cloth used to cover the head of Jesus was folded up neatly and set aside in a place by itself, as if someone took the time to handle that sacred linen in an honorable way. Thieves wouldn't have done that. John saw the same things regarding the linens and face cloth. And he believed that Jesus was not there. But neither of them understood the scriptures that Jesus must rise from the dead. Things in their mind were now even more tragic. Not only was their Lord crucified, dead and buried, but now someone had stolen the body. And so they returned to their homes to think about what they just learned. However, Mary remained outside the tomb weeping and in even deeper grief. And as she stood there weeping, she looked inside again and was astonished to see two angels sitting where Jesus' body had been laid. One angel sitting where his head was, resting, and one where his feet had been placed. The angels asked her, why was she weeping? They knew what had happened. They knew that Jesus was alive, and I can only imagine that they were trembling with anticipation to see Mary's deepest sorrows of her life about to become her greatest joy. They then heard her say, in her heavy grief, "They've taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they have laid him." However, the angels vanish. And so Mary turns around only to find another man standing behind her. But she doesn't recognize this man, thinking that he's the gardener. And he says to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" To which she replies, "Sir, if you have taken him away, tell me where you've laid him, and I will take him away." Mary is so racked with grief and afraid thieves have stolen his crucified body. The worst weekend of her life is only getting even more horrible, and she cannot imagine anything getting worse. But she is determined to find his broken and dead body. But when she hears this man say her name, one word, her name, spoken to her a million times through her entire life, but no one could ever say it, her name, like this man said it, no one except Jesus. And when she heard this supposed gardener say, "Mary," the deep, grieving darkness that had so imprisoned her spirit and soul disappeared as she realized that the Lord she so loved and who had so loved her had just said her name. And her deep grief immediately turned to pure joy. And she instantly wraps her arms around his body, holding on to him out of love, but also wanting to know, was he really there? She could never have imagined that she would ever see him again or hug him again. Her arms feel his solid body. She smells his fragrance, and all of her senses are highly alert, confirming what her eyes and ears have been telling her. Jesus, her Lord and Savior, was alive. Jesus has to ask her to stop clinging to him, and he tells her to go tell the disciples that, quote, "I am ascending to my Father and your Father and to my God and your God." So Mary, not wanting to leave him, but also not wanting to disobey him, leaves and goes to where the disciples had gathered to grieve the loss of their Lord and to try and figure out what do they do next. But Mary knocks on the door and it opens. And she hears these words coming out of her mouth, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them the things that he said to her. We're not told what happened that day other than the disciples were joined together and had locked the door, afraid that the Jews would come after them, as the news of the empty tomb was being whispered around town. But suddenly, Jesus just suddenly appeared in their midst, and he says to them, "Peace be with you," a customary greeting. As they all stood there, utterly amazed and wondering if the shock of the events were causing them to be seeing things that were not real, or perhaps this was just the ghost of Jesus, Jesus shows them the nail holes where the spikes were driven through his hands, and the wound in his side where he was stabbed by the soldier's spear. And when they saw these wounds and they heard his voice, they knew that their Savior was alive, that Jesus had overcome death and was resurrected just like he told them before he died. What could not have been imagined had happened. Jesus was alive. He was risen from the dead. He was risen indeed. This is John Doyle with 180 Podcasts. This is my Easter gift to you, to remember the story of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus. God bless you, my friends. Have a great day in the Lord. And we'll talk again tomorrow. Take care and goodbye. and rejoice.